So good morning, and it's great to welcome you all to our third day, actually, of the 10-day challenge to get 10,000. And you're all doing so well, and it's just so fascinating to watch what's happening and to see you progress. And so how I think I will start, because it's really great, is to hear people's progress, and then, and also if they have any challenges, and we can possibly do some brainstorming or laser coaching around that. And also, I think a lot of you are in the process of making your offers and maybe doing something like the equivalent of a sales page for your offerings. So we may... if we have the time, I was thinking of talking about a few aspects of what comprises a good sales page for, you know, a program. And, of course, we're not going to do one of those really long sales pages that take days and days to do. This is just a quick offering of your program. So let me see. I'm going to put it on mute, which means that you can actually... but you can unmute yourself if you... Oh, I see Anonymous has unmuted themselves. is the person who's there and who can't seem to talk, can you talk yet? No. I guess there's something wrong with their microphone or something, because I see them as the only people who are unmuted. Now, the rest of you can, maybe somebody can just unmute themselves by star six. Oh, good, Katrina. So, Katrina,
Katie, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay. I'm going to mute myself because I'm on my cell phone, and I'm in a public place, so I'm going to keep myself on unless you call on me, okay?
Right, but can I make a suggestion that right at the moment, if you can just report in anything to the group about where you're at, and because we're just going to have a brief group check-in, and what's your challenges, and what's going on with you? So,
well, the challenge is doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And putting it on paper, so I'm struggling with that.
Right, yeah. And and you're struggling with the thing of visibility, aren't you, Katrina? And so that's a big issue for you. So it's not that you don't know everything and it's not all there. It's just that it's pretty scary becoming visible. And I think that's an issue for a number of people on the call. So just knowing that, you know, that you're doing the most important work, which is some of the internal work on that. And also that we're really, it seems like 10 days to 10,000, that just seems like a really concrete goal which will stretch you, but part of it is like a profound stretching sometimes to get in front of your clients and to be more public. And, you know, you're doing that and very courageously. And so I think with more of the, you know, more of the work that we do together around clearing, and that you're going to have a beautiful offering. So anyway, just keep up the good work, Katrina. Great to have you on the call. Okay?
Thank you, Katie. Thank you. I'm going to mute myself.
Okay, fine. Great. Okay, who would like to say something next about how they how they're doing? Okay, I see. Oh, it's still Anonymous trying, but anyway. oh, dear. I'm going to call on somebody. I guess it's just easier, and I hope you don't feel singled out, but I'll just ask you to say a few words. So, actually, Sheila, I'm going to ask you to maybe introduce yourself, because you've just come into the program, really, and say where you're at with this. And so I've just unmuted you.
Thank you, Katie. I'm a last minute even late person. Perhaps I think we just sort of started yesterday, didn't we? Speaking
That's
about
right.
me being on the program, so I'm a day late, if it were. So yeah, I mean, my business is helping people who are helpers of the world, practitioners, coaches, people who love to help other people, and I'm helping those people with their marketing. And the self-empowerment too. And when you and I spoke yesterday, Katie, what we've decided for me is that I'm going to be creating I've titled it Nail Your Niche in a Day, VIP Day. Because, yeah, I mean, I love to do VIP days with people. And this thing about niche is such a troublesome piece of marketing for most, especially heart-based people. They want to serve everybody and get it right and make sure they're in the right place. So and there's so many programs out there. I've got a program myself and self-studies, and us being part of George's program as well, Katie, you know, there's a whole niche module there. But the amount of people I hear that are trying to go through it on their own and still not getting anywhere and still confused and still... So for me, it seems like an ideal, I'm looking for an ideal solution to offer to people. So to come into this one day with me, intensive, where we can intuitively, really, that's what I'm looking at. I've been working on it today a little bit, as you suggested, just brainstorm on paper, Sheila, which is what I've been doing. So really getting a feel for, this is not a cookie cutter style program at all. It's not the same old stuff. This is going to be really personal, really tailored, really bespoke, and I'm going to guarantee that people, that's a unique selling point for me, is guaranteeing that people will come out with a very clear niche by the end of the day. And if they don't, I'm going to work with them until they do. So that's my offering, and I have started it. I've done about an hour on it today, I have to admit. That's all I've had time for at the moment.
Oh, but I hear you've got it. And I love the part which you're really saying that it's not cookie cutter and that it's guided by the intuition, because my experience of, you know, like you, I see so many people who haven't got their niche, and they've been in with the big marketing coaches who certainly charge for their programs. And some of the programs are really excellent, but they don't get you your niches because it's not got enough individual attention. Mm. And also, I think the intuitional part is really important, really sensing at a deep level what people are all about. And I'm sure you'll be able, I can't wait to see more about your offering. So great, Sheila. You're pretty well advanced for and ready.
It was good to have a brainstorming session with you and work out what it is that I could actually offer that would be quick and easy. And like I said to you, it needed to be fun and easy for me to be part of this program. I didn't want something that felt like it was dragging me down, which so many programs kind of have that feel for me, you know, because I've got to keep doing the homework, keep doing this, keep doing that, keep doing the other. And for me, that's why I want to offer this one-stop shop, if you like, where we can just get it done. And that's what people need. I feel a lot of people that I hear and speak to just want to get it done, and they can move on quickly. So, yeah.
Yeah. And, oh, that's a really important thing to, you know, the one stop, the getting it done on that particular day. I certainly feel that way and know a lot of people. And I think that's something that Phyllis is also addressing, because she's in her programs trying to get to help people with different aspects of, you know, like mastering the internet and mastering the technology. And her program that she's doing, which is you're getting your e-box to zero. but not just an abstract program, but something where she will help people, I think, in person. In person over the internet as well. So that sounds great, Sheila. Thank you very much. And welcome to the program. It's great to have you. And
thank
Sheila,
you
can just say, I mean, you didn't mention that you previously had an extremely successful business in food, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I don't want to take up too much time. We're here for the challenge, so yeah, I think we're
Right.
Yeah.
But that gives you a real background in business. So I just wanted to say that. Okay,
thank
well,
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I'm going to put Phyllis, actually, I'm going to call on Phyllis next, as we just mentioned her. How's it going, Phyllis?
It's going. I have to thank Evelyn, who was great and spent a bunch of time with me last night going over my sales page line by line.
Wow.
Helping me edit it, and it proved a couple of things. One is that you can't edit your own work after you've been working on it all day, which I knew. And the other was just having somebody there forced me to take a much more careful look at it and find things that I didn't see on my own. And one of the things about proofreading is that you should read from the bottom up so you don't get caught in the meaning and look for stuff. And I used to do it on paper, but I rarely do it on the website. So so that was great. I have I sent it off to my contact at, with the massage therapist. Today I'm working on creating a little video because I have to do a demo something for them so they can see how I work. And I have done the storyboard. I was going to do, Katie, you did my hour online productivity tools, and I was going to clean that up, but what I've decided to do instead is do a short video, three things you can do right now to get your email under control.
Ooh, I love that.
Okay, because I can put that on the site as part of the sales page. And
And that's an excellent in for your program. I mean, that's like a real seller.
Funny how by the end I tell you if you want to know more of this, how you can find out.
Uh-huh.
But the other reason I'm doing it, sort of, is there are places that you're not supposed to post marketing stuff. Actually, I think like George's forums. But you can post helpful information.
Mm-hmm.
And by posting, by making this, you know, sort of an educational video, I'm giving value just by showing up at the page, not only trying to get people to sign up.
Fantastic. That's a great
idea. And an anecdote to that is I have a friend who does a lot of WordPress stuff who did a WordPress, who did a slideshow. And posted it on SlideShare and attached it to her LinkedIn account and got 6 leads the first week.
Wow. So that's something you might think, I mean, you may think of later. This is great. So wonderful, Phyllis. I think you're well on your way here. And for anybody who weren't on the call yesterday, Phyllis had just during this challenge was contacted by somebody who has a list of 100,000 and wants to do something with her related to that. So that's a pretty incredible opportunity that she's following through. And so Phyllis, anything else in terms of what you might need from the group or
time, if somebody can figure out how to get more hours in the day. I'd be thrilled to get that one, in spite of the fact that I do all this productivity stuff.
Right. So where is most, well, right now you're kind of on, like you're having to get this stuff really done. Now, the main thing is the video. How long is that going to take you think, to put up?
Well, I'm hoping I can do it this afternoon, and I may be overly optimistic, but I have some of the screenshots done for the slides, and I think that it's just going to be a narrated slideshow that I'm not going to appear on it.
Okay. Well, if you just have your picture on the front, that gives them a feeling of or, you know, on the first slide, that gives a feeling of personality. So really, it's just making it really simple for yourself. That'll give you a bit of time.
Yep.
And just
later.
Clearing the decks off from things that aren't so important. And very quick way. We'll talk more on our, you know, our coaching session to see
okay.
how you, if you would like to kind of also look at time and how you can really give yourself rest and, you know, not make this into too much of a slog, as they say. Have some fun. So anyway, Phyllis, you're doing great, and this is really wonderful, and I'm sure we will all want to see this video of yours because I'm not the only person, I'm sure, on the call who has a problem with their email box. Okay,
oh,
so...
other little thing is
yeah,
I,
okay.
We were just... you were talking about sales pages, so I thought about... I use a template... a plugin to do sales pages in WordPress, and I thought, well, maybe I should create one for Weebly. And I went to see if anybody did, so I Googled Weebly sales pages, and I found a site that has a demonstration of one that they did, and it's Katie's Creativity Cafe.
You're kidding.
No, Aaron Blasky put up on Tuesday...
That's my VA, by the way.
Right. I'll post the link in the Facebook. But anyway, so I Googled for Weebly sales page, and you popped up on her site.
Oh, because she created it for me. Because, in terms of, the design and everything, I could do a sales
page. Yeah, she
said
that right on the page.
Yeah. Oh, well.
You should get her to make it a live link to your page, not just an image.
Mm. Okay. Well, put that out. Can you just post that on our Facebook group? And also the reminder that I should make it a live link?
Okay, will do.
Thank you. So that's wonderful. And, the whole thing about a plugin we should talk about later, but focus on the your e-box thing for the moment, and that will be great. That will be great. I see, Sheila, were you wanting to say anything, or I see
no.
you open again. Okay, it's just my board that's okay, so thank you very much, Phyllis. And let me see, who can we come next? Edmonton. Leander or Brent, you get a chance to say something about how things are going. Brent? I heard
good
you
morning.
Grunt, I think. It sounded
hello,
like
everyone.
A Brent grunt, not a Leander, but I could be wrong. How's
Leander
it going?
Leander would have to be pretty sick. very well. The
good.
Mentioned yesterday that a lot of synergies have been starting to show up because I'm kind of accountable to the group and you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
To focus. I mean, in a way of courtesy because I have to learn what I'm learning and share it too. So for me, it's a thing where I'm now finding, because I've been focusing on what would it take to not only do the 10,000 and maybe expand beyond that, it's woken up a few channels in the brain and it's making me see more opportunities and think about opportunities that I wouldn't have thought of before. I put on the back burner because no, I didn't have to be accountable.
Right.
So I'm amazed it's only day three because I think that every day for me it's the growth and the accountability, the focus is, it's multiplying every day. So it's getting exciting. And I've achieved $2,300 of new business, I think, as a result of this so far.
Great. With a lot of other things kind of happening, eh?
Well, yeah, and I organized some bridge financing for myself.
Good.
And I got twice what I asked for, so that takes some of that pressure off.
Yeah.
Of making sure my internet stays on and so on. Being self-employed is very exciting at times, as everyone probably knows.
Yes.
And Leander has been chomping at the bit to say something too, so...
Okay, and I heard also, like I think you said yesterday, that you got a better percentage on every sale you make. So that,
yeah, that
how much
came back
difference
too.
Does
thank
that
you for
make?
Reminding me of that. Yeah,
and that is from just I think by you actually asking. And how much does it
I set
it
in motion.
From?
I really set that in motion, and somebody from their head office called me up and started talking about me like I was a big shot, which I have been in my industry. But you know where they get out of their little holy places up in head office and call you and say, "What can we actually do something for you?" So that
and they did
is very.
That.
I haven't had that. I haven't had that call in a long time from any company that I deal with. But I think it manifested because I'm accountable to do better.
Mm-hmm.
And they called and they said, "Geez, we can do this for you," and so. Yes.
And would you mind sharing with the group concretely, like what percent did it make a percentage on your commissions? Like how much was the difference?
Yeah, it went well. They were the commitment was that if I did X number of dollars of business, that they would pay me X percentage of commissions and bonuses, like an overall package. And that dropped off because I was working with other clients on their business, not my own. So it dropped down. And they don't normally offer you to, you know, they don't offer, unless you do the business, they don't do it. So I went from 0 to 120%. How's that?
Ooh.
So if I made a baseline commission of 1,000, my commission would have been 1,000. Now it goes 1,000 plus $1,300.
Oh.
That's significant dollars.
So it's 1,000 plus 1,300?
Would have been $1,000. Now it's the same business would result in $2,300.
Wow, so that's like more than double.
Yeah, it's 130%. So.
Right. Okay. Sorry, my.
No, 120. It's sorry. I think we're going to 120. So.
Right, but from 1,000, you instead of 1,000, you'd get 2,300. So.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, that's a huge, huge gain. So it's always
no,
great.
No, it doesn't start until July. But you know what? I can wait. That's why I got the bridge financing. Because I, you know, put my business through then, and it sounds like a lot of money, but as we all know, we have lots of places for it to go.
Of course, but the thing is that it's more money than before, and
it's
double
more, it's
for whatever you do.
Yeah, that's
so
a lot of respect, company. This is a ton of respect from them. So,
okay,
you know, to me, it's just all these things are showing up, and I'm going, yep. Wait till day 10.
Uh-huh. I can't
wait. I found everything. Something's happening every day, Katie.
Okay. Well, fantastic, Brent. And thank you for sharing all that. And I hope you don't mind me honing in a little bit more on the specifics.
No.
Because I think it inspires people.
Well, that's good. No, you're the coach. You call out the players as you need them.
Yeah. Well, one of the coaches. we're a lot of coaches in different ways. Thank you. So thanks so much, Brent. And we'll, Leandra, would you like to share?
Yes, I would. I had my laser coaching with you yesterday, and I was sharing yesterday that in the morning I had actually been planning that after the session I was going to tell you that I didn't feel it was going to be right for me to participate, and by the end of the call I had actually had some really great thoughts on, of course I have stuff to offer. Someone yesterday was saying that they'd spent some time in the park having a why would anybody pick me time, and I guess I must have been going through that too.
Yeah.
So I realized, you know, I do have a lot to offer. Lots of people rely on me. So what happened was that I realized I could take the three workshops that I've been offering on allowing abundance and put them together into one day. And in putting them in one day, to be able to actually charge a decent registration fee that would honor my work, my co-facilitator's work, and also honor the healers in the community that we're bringing these sessions to allow healing for them. So that was just a really great inspiration, and I actually phoned my co-facilitator, who I find within my community, they like to try to make sure everyone can go to stuff, so they underprice everything. But he is also really struggling and had to not go to a course that he's been waiting to go to all year. In India, he actually wasn't able to go because of this really low funding thing. So I didn't have any problem saying to him, we need to have a minimum number of people and figure out a decent registration price. And also we're going to be putting it on for 3 weekends in June and the first weekend in July. And then in looking at Brent and hearing some of the results that he got, I realized I coach Brent pretty much daily. I do a minor coaching for him, ongoing. But in starting this 10-day session with you, he needed the coaching ramped up to the level of what I have done for other businessmen. Because I'm his wife and I'm his office manager, he's been rather, I think, kind of blasé about what I can do, even though he knows he's seen the success that I've had in helping other business people to, one of my strengths is to be able to brainstorm with business people, finding out exactly what it is that they need, but we're brainstorming in channel. So what's really neat is that they come up with ideas, and I may hear some ideas, and then all of a sudden it's like the channel opens, and all these guides start saying, what about this? What about this? Tell him this and or that. And what's really neat about it is that it's usually the wildest dream stuff that people don't speak, that the spirit guides will say, well, what about going to Toronto? And I watch my clients' eyes pop open because they'll say, well, that's been in the back of my mind my whole life, but I've always been too shy to say anything about it, and they get this big go for it. And then we work through the process of how can we make that work for them? What are the suggestions of the guides for the exact actions? Plus, when they go into sales meetings, what is the energy that they should be carrying with them that is specific to the clients that they're going to see? And so I very quickly, one of my best was when I sent Brad Pitt energy from the movie A River Runs Through It to a fellow from rural Alberta who had to go and see some high-powered clients that he was really afraid of because they'd always been really snotty to him. So I didn't just send Brad Pitt energy. I sent the persona, the look, the feel of Brad Pitt, and he phoned me a couple of hours after the appointment. And these people had always kind of met him at the door and let him collect the investment and kind of sent him on his way and been incredibly rude. He said, they opened the door the way they always do, and the woman's jaw dropped open. And I didn't tell him what energy I sent. I just imbued him with Brad Pitt's beauty. And, of course, the woman's like, oh, come in. What do you mean you can't stay? Please come in. So in he goes, and the husband, who was shocked that she had not just passed him the check and sent him on his way, came around the corner, and he didn't want to let this fellow go. It's like, please come in. Can I make you coffee? Could we make lunch? He said they actually doubled their investment, and they were really, really excited, and they gave him some names of other people that would be interested. And so he phones me and says, I just got to know, what did you send me? So, because he said he felt different. He felt like the way they were looking at him, instead of him feeling small and scared and blushy, he felt incredibly confident. Well, who wouldn't feel confident as Brad Pitt walking into someone's home? So that was a tremendous success that I'd had. And I also sent the energy of John Wayne as Rooster Cogburn to someone else, just really brash and tough and no nonsense, to someone else who was very shy. And same result, like, just what did you send me? Because I felt like I was not taking anything except yes for an answer. This fellow felt like he was just blowing the bullshit away as that the people were sending to him. because he knew that what he was going to suggest and propose was absolutely right. Mm. I can't send that kind of energy to someone if I don't understand what it is that they intend, and I must know that their integrity is 100%. So I definitely work with them on that level. But as I realized I had done this more for Brent, and he got results from people just from, I'm even hearing a difference in the way he's talking on the phone. I was watching him just now, and his shoulders are up, and he's got a big smile on his face, which I haven't seen that posture on him in a while. And so I know that because I'd been sending him particular energy that was specific to his concerns, I'm seeing results. So mm-hmm. I'm going to actually talk to several New Age real estate agents that I know, and offer my coaching services. I've been mentoring a couple of them already, so I know that they understand what I do. Several of them have taken my abundance courses, so they know me, like me, trust me. And so I'm just going to actually go out on a few little calls and say, I would like to help you adjust the energy on the property so that people see its value instead of trying to pick apart stuff. Yes, everything has flaws. I don't do anything to hide anything. I do things to amplify the energy of the positive so that people see it and respond to it. And then I'm going to ask them if they would track, basically not brand new property, property they've been having issues selling. I'd like to help them with that. And then ask for a percentage of their commission.
Which could be very substantial. You could make $10,000 very quickly that way.
Yeah, I feel kind of on fire this morning. So I wanted
That's
to share
amazing.
That because I went from, oh, I might as well just go pull weeds in the backyard because nobody wants me. I actually helped a company to overturn an enormous legal issue by sending the energy of truth. And this was one that I got tremendous, and I'm just going to share this because it helps people to understand, and it helps reinforce for me, so sorry, bear with me for a second, what it is that,
I've been able to send. So helpful. Sorry?
Yeah, and so what I did was there was a case where a very small group of shareholders had noticed that the owner of the company was getting old. At 80, this fellow could run rings around most 20-year-olds, and they would be sitting in the dust panting, and he'd still be going strong. He was an amazing man and very much the CEO of his company. But these fellers decided that if they could create dissidence within the investors, that maybe they could take over management of his companies, and his companies were worth a substantial amount of money. So they began to create a smokescreen of untruth, and they were using a word that they kept sending out. They were using a neuro-linguistic technique of speaking. I was privy to their telebroadcasts, and it was actually making me nuts listening to the role of the particular technique of speaking that their head troublemaker was using to try and talk the investors into voting non-confidence on the CEO. And so what I did was I sent the energy of confusion to them because they were trying to create just this really hideous interrupt, and it was going to affect more than 10,000 people, and it was going to destroy his company. So I simply sent the energy of confusion, and Brent suggested send the image of them riding on a merry-go-round backwards, and the poles and the floor of the merry-go-round are made out of Teflon. So I did do that as part of what I was sending. They went through 7 lawyers because the lawyers couldn't seem to get a grasp on what these guys were doing. What they were doing, but they were lying, was trying to overturn the company.
Right.
And so when it actually was taken to court, I was able to overturn a case that they were trying to sue this fellow for, like, what was it, $200 million or something. Mm. And so I sent the energy of truth. And the moment when the fellow that I was working for called me from Vancouver and said, "Girlie, we love you." The rabble rouser came into the courtroom and dropped his briefcase as he walked through the doorframe. I had set Flame of Truth on the doorframe. He dropped his briefcase and it exploded as he's about to go present to the judge. They had to wait while he picked up all his papers, and he finally gets down to the front. And when he's called up, he stood up in front of the judge and he said, "Well, just so that you know, or no, I don't remember the wording, but it was to do with, we intend to take over this company," which they'd been saying all along. "Oh no, no, that's not our overall goal." He stated his goal exactly as the goal really was. It is our intention to take over this company. So it's kind of like, well, case closed. The elderly fellow wins. You don't have a leg to stand on to take over his company. I also had sent phrasing that for the highest and best good of all concerned, the judge needed to rule so that the elderly man would be vindicated in the face of his investors because he had done nothing wrong. And so the wording, there were three sentences, and they were word for word what I had worked for about 3 months to send over the ethers to the judge, that he would pronounce in this particular way that there would be monetary compensation.
Amazing work, Leandra.
Yeah. So it's I'm thinking this, I'm saying this, and I'm going, what the hell's wrong with me? Why have I been feeling so?
Right.
So, Katie, I must, if you were here, I'd kiss your feet.
Well, thank you. I think, well, we're going to talk about how you have to, we got to talk about this more, because I know you were doing something, but I've never heard quite these powerful stories. I've been thinking
shy,
of the
man.
Business school for witches. This could go in our, you know, the witches and healers, people who could do the intuitive stuff. Because I think business, and this is what I'm kind of joking about witches, but Harry Potter style.
Exactly.
But what I is really coming out is that a lot of business coaches, of course, don't use the intuitive and don't use all the tools that we can use, as well as the, of course, all the tools in the material world, and you know the a lot of the training that we've received, maybe in marketing and sales and all that. But if we can adapt it and really let it correspond to our truth and send truth out, plus use these powerful energy techniques. Wow. And what a force for truth and integrity and that you have there. So, wow. So thanks for sharing that. And my mind's just popping about how you you can also make a profit.
If I could just say one more really quick thing.
Okay, sure.
That is that my model is Jesus.
Okay.
And I work on that model. He used divine magic to bring miracles.
Yeah.
And so all of us can do this. And that's actually when I do coaching, what I keep trying to instill in people. This is something, a gift that we were all divinely given. How do we use it?
Yeah.
So I just
wanted
to say
fantastic.
That.
And actually, maybe I can talk with you more about how we can use some of that energy for the group itself. So I think that's really lovely magic. So we'll talk about that later, and maybe other people can chime in.
I love
these meetings. They just sometimes I'm not quite sure of the topic, and it comes up. So thank you, Leandra. And I'm going to now open for Deborah right now, actually. Deborah, are you ready?
Hi, Katie. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
It might drill in a second, so.
Okay.
I'm not sure
not
what
worried.
The sound,
so
what the sound
getting
is going to be like. It's
right
okay
now.
Right now. We're just
it must
having
be
a
hard.
Well, yeah, it'd be good
especially
to go
in the
out.
morning.
Yeah, it's definitely. Yeah, wow, I'm just taking in everything Leandra was saying. Yeah, this has been such an interesting process. Yesterday, I did some great brainstorming and got out a lot. Like I went and sat in a cafe and just had a download in my notebook. And and then just went through the day. I ended up, you know, I did such a download that then I went off and walked in the park and did, you know, lots of other things, which felt, you know, because I, you know, what Leandra's talking about is what I do, that walking, that magic, and just seeing where I need to go, where I need to be, and just listening on a cellular level, instinctually, what I need to do, as opposed to trying to, you know, figure it out with my mind. So I didn't end up working on the, you know, it took till 9:30 at night is when I actually got down to kind of, you know, writing this thing that I sent you, Katie, a kind of...
It is great because it's a lot clearer where you're...
It's getting clearer and it's still, you know, so things are getting clearer. I'm still working out the...
Whoops. Oh, I guess we lost her. Oh, dear. Oh, well, I guess for the moment, unless we get... what we'll do is... Well, that's too bad. It was. What I'll do is I'll call on Evelyn, and then when Deborah gets back, we'll try and get the rest of her story. Evelyn?
I'm here, Katie.
Hi.
Hello there.
And, oh, Evelyn, I just wanted to thank you so much yesterday for what you did with around Phyllis and really supporting her and using your skills as a, you know, in writing to help her. So just wanted to really acknowledge that because that's really important with the group meeting its goals, that those of us who have skills in certain areas help other ones, and which doesn't mean to the exclusion of, you know, everybody has to really focus on their thing, but I just wanted to acknowledge that and thank you.
Well, thank you for your acknowledgement. I appreciate that very much. And working with Phyllis was so much fun. She's such a fun person. Just really like her energy there.
I'm hearing you a little faintly.
Okay, is that better?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. Yesterday on our laser coaching call, you suggested that I should design a program, a high-end program, for my freelance writing community. And so I did a bunch of Google searches, and I discovered how much people charge for programs that are similar to mine and did that research.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm discovering what I kind of was a little bit of afraid of, that...
Yeah.
In my niche, there's a lot of free information.
Yeah.
Tons and tons of free information. And the programs that are similar to what I would like to offer pretty much top out at between $200 and $400. And it really bugs me that people charge so little for their time and energy.
Yeah.
A lot of it is delivered virtually with no hands-on coaching, which would be something that I would offer. Definitely.
And that's hugely valuable.
Very valuable. And so what I'm having trouble with is figuring out what I can offer virtually that means something as far as money goes.
Mm.
So if anybody in the group could give me some suggestions about how to offer valuable stuff virtually besides one-on-one coaching, in addition to one-on-one coaching, I'd really love to hear all the inputs so I can decide how to offer my program.
Okay. So, and do you mean like, for example, you can do group coaching and individual coaching, but other ideas than that, or is there something else there?
Yes. And I've heard several people say that they want to offer an experience. Okay. And I'd like to offer an experience. But what goes into that as far as the nuts and bolts of it go? I mean, is it a two-day retreat kind of experience? I mean, you know, I'm confused about all that stuff.
So are you saying that you want to perhaps offer this virtually, or would you like, or you're thinking maybe that you could develop an offline thing as well?
I don't want to go to the offline thing yet. It could happen in the future, but I don't want that yet.
Okay, that's good to establish. Yeah, because you can offer virtual retreats or VIP days like Sheila offers her. I'm going to open up the line for everybody for this because Sheila does VIP days, which are virtual, I believe. Sheila, maybe you'd be a good one to talk on this part.
Hello.
Hi.
I unfortunately just came back on the line because then Skype dropped me on the thing. I didn't catch what's been said.
Okay.
I've been offline for the past 2-3 minutes. It just dropped me, so I'll come back on.
Oh, okay. Too bad. But, and Deborah got dropped off mid-sentence. I don't know whether it was, but she was on cell phone.
Katie?
So, Evelyn?
Yes?
So, maybe you could just summarize what you just said for Sheila.
Sheila, I'm interested to know what you put into a VIP day. What are the components of that?
The components of a VIP day? Well, there's several different, there's different ways of doing it. Did I hear you? I heard something about retreats. So you're talking like doing sort of a virtual retreat, like over a day or 2 days. Is that something I heard?
Yes, that could be a possibility. Yep.
Evelyn, maybe you should give her or I'll just give you the background, Sheila, to the question. Is Evelyn, first of all, is struggling a little bit about her niche is so used to having really cheap programs for, for its freelance writers. And she's wanting to offer a business program, which really takes them a bit from A to Z. But what she's seeing is that a lot of it's done virtually, and it's they're charging. She did some market research from $200 to $400, which is very little, and they're not giving much hands-on stuff. So she's wondering what you can do virtually to justify higher prices and to give more. That's the background.
I think, you know, for me it's about, I call mine VIP days because I like to treat people as if they're VIPs. So a lot of that comes down to the feel of the day, and that comes down to a lot of add-ons, I think, really. For me, I'd be providing handouts, extras that make it feel like it's an extra special. I think we talked about it, Katie. For my VIP day, just for an example, there will be a 30-minute pre-session, and there'll be also an hour follow-up. So it's not just about that day; it's about a continuous support. Even though it's called a VIP day, there's the continuous support. But something that's really, really important for me, I feel, is that people actually come out with the feeling of having achieved on that day. That yes, I went in to achieve that, and I've walked away with that. That's why I'm throwing in my guarantee that, you know, you're going to walk away with what it says on the tin. So if I say you're going to nail your niche in a day, you're going to nail your niche in a day. And if you don't, for some unknown reason, then we'll do it. So I think a lot really depends on what it is, what the outcome is for the client, what you want them to walk away with. Is it Evelyn that I'm speaking? Evelyn.
Yeah.
So for me, it would really matter as to your result that you want for your client. Not that we can always guarantee that as such, but hold on to it. But I think that's really, really important. And on these things, it's important to have good breaks as well. You know, even though it's a virtual sort of continuous thing, it's important to have 20-minute breaks, an hour and a half for lunch, or an hour for lunch, that sort of thing, and get people to be interactive in those times as well, that they're actually doing some work, so it moves them forward in between time. It's not just, we'll have a chat, and you listen to me, and you know, the kind of walk away with, okay, that was a nice experience, but what have I actually achieved? Does any of that make any sense? I don't know if I'm answering the question.
No, that all makes perfect sense. I really like it, especially the part about the add-ons and the handouts.
Yeah, well, it's about brainstorm for, you know, what can you add on that's going to add value, if you like, to the,
right.
to the base price, yeah.
Very cool. Very nice. Like, I've got a lot of ideas generating in my head now. Cool. Thank you.
Excellent. You're welcome.
May I jump in there with something as well? This is Leandra.
Of course.
Hello. Can you guys hear me?
Yep, I can hear you, Leandra.
Oh,
can
good.
You hear me?
Evelyn, one of the things that I've noticed in our city, and it bothered me, is exactly what you were saying, that people were presenting what I thought was the same type of coaching, because I do coach dosers and people within my profession. And I was concerned because they were charging, they were charging a lot, I thought a lot for their day. And then others were charging very little. So what I did was actually, a friend and I sat in on some of their sessions, and one of the things that I realized was that for the most part, everything that has been offered here in the city, and actually an awful lot of stuff online and book form, is all beginner level. And so one of the things that you might consider is if you could find out as much as you can about what level of writing is being offered in these courses, and then obviously it sounds like you would be able to take people beyond that. Oh, everybody is going to do beginning level writing, and so to understand that, for example, one of the courses that my friend and I looked into was $275, and we could not believe how much we felt that it had been an incredible waste of our time and our money, which made us realize, wow, if this person can charge $275 for this beginner entry-level stuff, then we absolutely have rocks in our heads if we're not understanding. So that was what I would say to you is understand what it is that you're offering. And if you are offering a higher end level of expertise, then don't be concerned if there are other people out there offering stuff at a lower level, because it's probably all entry, which gives you, you're looking at it and going, well, you know, actually, Evelyn, $200 for an entry level course is probably a good deal. But for what you would be able to offer, it feels just like you need to step into your own power and say, you know what? Somebody else can charge at the 200 level and get the interest up. Actually, thank them. They're advertising for you because they get the interest up, and then people are looking for, okay, so now I've done the entry level. Now what's next? Oh, holy crap, here's this program, and I feel qualified because I've taken the entry level stuff to take this mastery level course with someone who is confident enough in what she's offering that she's charging a comparable rate for mastery level work.
Very cool, Leandra. I love that. And you are so right. There's so much entry level stuff in my niche, just an outrageous amount. And I do plan to do more than that. So, yes.
Yeah.
Great. So anybody else like to add to this really rich discussion?
This is Phyllis.
Phyllis, great.
I think that this issue about what people are charging and versus value is really interesting, because it's one of the places where I keep getting caught, is that I feel like I need to deliver real value at a reasonable price. And then I've taken a bunch of courses and looked at other people's stuff, and although there are some people that are really doing it, I am constantly shocked by how much people are charging for what they're doing, and getting it, and people are satisfied. And what it makes me realize is that my standards about what I need to deliver are very high. And while that sounds like it's not a bad thing, it's not what some people want. And that the depth that I'm going to go into when I'm talking about testing, for example, I mean, I love testing websites and emails and figuring out what works. People want a much more sort of superficial look at that and are willing to pay for it. So it's tricky, and I just have to keep reminding myself that not to let how much I think I need to deliver get in the way of delivering it.
Mm.
And I would second the thing about advanced stuff is that there is, you know, there's a lot of beginner stuff and there's less advanced stuff online. And when you do want advanced information, it can be really frustrating. It's a smaller market, but I do think people will pay for it. And, you know, so it's worth doing that. And with writing, you know, I'm not sure how this translates into a program, but I think that there is value, and this is sort of where I am, is sort of having, is paying to have somebody there so when I need it, I get it, so that I might, if I were spending money on this, you know, take a course that might be higher priced over a longer period of time just so that when I need it, I have somebody that I can go to. And it's not exactly group coaching, it's private coaching, but on a more flexible schedule so that you could, I think you're sort of maximizing income without necessarily using the same amount of time you would be in a traditional coaching program on one person.
Thank you, Phyllis. And just an additional thing, like just in which I think is incorporated, for example, into Sheila's things and some of what Phyllis does, is helping them get it done as opposed to all these courses which give the information. Right now, people are in information overload.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people have done huge expensive courses, and they still haven't got the results they want, or they still haven't done certain things. And in some senses, this is a course which is, I mean, not exactly a course, but it's a program where what I'm getting you to do is implement, and in a group accountability thing with private coaching, and of course there's clearing and a lot of stuff involved. But the main good thing about this is you're coming out the other end, hopefully with your desired outcome.
Yes.
And it's so I think that's what people are really wanting. And so if you can deliver that, then people are prepared to pay more, because what's the point of continuously paying for other courses that you don't implement, or you don't know how to implement, and you need more hands-on. So, you know, I think that's really important, and I think you really enjoy that and would give tremendous support to people.
Well, I definitely do not want to work with people who want stuff for free or
mm-hmm.
who don't want to do the things that I suggest.
Right,
because
exactly.
Then they don't get outcomes if they don't do what I suggest. So that's a very valid point.
And there's one other thing, Evelyn.
Mm-hmm.
When you pay more for a course, often you will do more.
True that, yes.
I paid for a course to write a book in a weekend. It was a lot. And I, you know, damn it if I wasn't going to write the first draft that weekend.
Nice.
And I did. The problem was getting it to the second and third and fourth draft.
Right.
But anyway, that's another story. So, right. So Actually, so is that okay, Evelyn? Do you feel like you've got enough feedback? And maybe you can put it up on the Facebook page as well so people can add stuff there.
Yes, and it's given me a lot of good stuff to think about as I drive down to the Twin Cities to pick up my daughter from college. So thank
you. Oh, wonderful. So, yeah, and what I'm going to do is that we're going to hear back from Deborah, and then, like, we're going slightly over our time. So, but I think this has been a really good discussion in terms of brainstorming for different people, but also I think, you know, by discussing one person's project, we learn for all of ourselves. So I'm going to now open up the call to Deborah.
Hi. I don't know what, Hi. Did I, was I the only one that got booted off, or did everybody get booted off that?
You were the one, well, actually two people have got booted off, but she's, Sheila got back, but you were,
okay.
I didn't know whether your cell phone had kicked out or what.
No, it's my computer, but it just went out, and I don't know, and then I couldn't even get back in for a bit, so.
Oh, frustrating. Oh, well. Well, I've got a recording of the other stuff, which is quite interesting, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I caught some of it. I caught some of it, but So,
to pick up on where you were.
Where was I? I don't even remember.
Oh, so what? Let me see. So you were just talking about how you, because I took a few notes, took until 9:30 in the evening writing this thing after having this very magical day and having a download
about
what your program would be.
Yeah, I think it was about following the, I just, you know, until I was, I just let, you know, myself be facilitated, really.
Yeah.
And then, you know, by 9:30 it was like stuff was coming out on the computer.
Yeah.
And so it feels like I still want to hone it in. I still feel like there's pieces missing.
Yeah.
As I read, you know, cuz I worked till like 12:30 last night or this morning on it. So I want to tinker a bit, and I saw your email, so I want to look at it more today and really work on it. But, it's been feeling really, you know, I've been feeling really excited about this, and it's like, it's really opened up the, I can really see what was coming in with other ideas off of this project, which could be, you know, doing a, you know, I've never entertained anything online before.
Right.
Ever. Because it's like, whoa, it just feels too, and I mean, I'm not very technological at all. Like, it just feels a little daunting for me. But
yeah.
I was like going, wow, you know, this could become like a 7-week, you know, walking into authenticity, the path of right relationship. You know, I could just see it. It was like,
wow,
you know, a program of radical self-nourishment for the new leader. Like, I could really see it as like a 7-week, you know, process that we go through online. I'm going, whoa.
I love that. I could
that
see
was,
so many people signing up for
I
it.
I know.
That would be fascinating.
I think it would be. I know. So that really came in. I was like, whoa. I could, you know, I was like, whoo, I can really feel the excitement and the, like, the, whoo, just the cells are kind of dancing with that. So, I'm feeling really, what's been so great about this process is that it's brought out just a different, you know, it's just fun because I have a coach I've been working with, and it's great. You know, but it's so good to get another perspective, and it was really great. Like, it was just like another angle, and it's like, that's opened up some other possibilities of like, oh, wow, you know, and then it's like, it's just good. It feels like, you know, that feels very exciting. Of course, there's parts of me that are, you know, I'm working with around, where am I going to take this? You know, like that piece,
right?
Of, you know, which is I'm not quite there yet. You know,
exactly.
it's a few little steps away. But there are parts of me wondering how am I going to get this out? How is this going to get out? Because my ways of getting things out are, you know, I sort of, it's like I haven't really been able to build a you know, a huge list or anything at this point, and it sort of feels like I need a new audience home, or I need to find another way to find this niche, you know.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm hoping over the next, you know, few days to really get some more ideas about what other possibilities are there that I'm not seeing. It's right in front of my face. You know,
right.
It's right here. It's all right here, right in front of me. I just need to, like, I need to just open up and see where I might have missed some spots or just, and
yeah.
It's so great to have the input of the group because, you know, it's just like, it's a, you know, it's new people. It's like, and it's very inspiring listening to all of you and your projects, and you're all in different places. And, you know, a lot of you are like way ahead of me in terms of the, you know, development or, you know, in terms of business skills, et cetera. But it's really great to hear all of you and where you are. So I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you. And it's so, it just sounds very, very exciting and juicy, your offering. And, yeah, it doesn't... The list, you know, the thing about people being right in front of you,
mm-hmm.
I think that's there for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a picture of a room full of people I know who you know. I think you know the Dares.
Oh, I know the Dares, yeah.
I spoke to Leslie, there's a few people there who would love that.
I know. And I spoke to, it's funny, I spoke to Leslie Fell yesterday about it, about this project. So, yeah, no, you're right. There are people. It's you know, except that I don't know if those people would pay that price is what I'm.
Right. And you, that's the way where you're going to be, you know, you may find creative ways of just spreading it out longer if they can't, you know,
right.
And your program can go over 7 months, 7 weeks, you know, whatever.
It could be 7 months too.
Yeah. And then if they're paying $200 a month, that might be easier if they pay a down payment at a certain point. There's all sorts of options. And really,
mm-hmm.
there are people in your circle who are able to pay. And probably think
right.
people you think can't pay anything, you'd be surprised what they're paying.
I know.
I mean, even, you know, like when we're really broke, it's amazing some of the things that we pay. And some of them aren't so worthwhile, but yours is.
Thank you. Oh, what I want, oh, there was something that came in yesterday I was, after I just had this huge brainstorm and just like, I was just walking out and I was just called to the water because I live in Toronto and I live off of Roncesvalles and the lake is right there. So I was just like called down there and I just had this feeling of there's all these people waiting. I almost started crying. There's all these people waiting for me, for this offering, for me to,
right.
to really show up and offer this. They're waiting for me. And, it's like they're, and yeah, it just was this thing that they're waiting for me. I gotta get going. That it's almost like when I don't do this work, it's almost like I remember one of my teachers, and I'm a yoga teacher. One of my teachers in India was like, when you don't offer those gifts, you're like a thief.
Oh, that's
like
radical.
That comes from the Bhagavad Gita, you know, but it's like, you're a thief. So it's just like this. Yeah, I know it's a whole other angle. It's your responsibility to share those gifts that you came in with, you know, and there's so many of us that, you know, are kind of doing it partially. And I've been doing it, you know, for a long time in all my different work, but it just feels like it's bringing all of me in here with this kind
right.
of a project. It's like so, yeah, it is. It's juicy. Yeah. So
and
anyway,
I just want to share that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that part about and that they're waiting for you. And if you don't do this work and offer your gifts, you're a thief. And that you're depriving those people of what they really need.
Exactly.
And yeah, it's so easy for us to forget that.
I know.
But when we think of the things that helped us, if those people hadn't stepped up and gone, because every coach, every person who's offering training has had their own fear threshold to walk through. And what if they hadn't?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if they hadn't? Where would we be?
Mm-hmm.
And,
exactly.
And, I mean, in a sense, you know, for me, for me, offering this 10 to 10,000 was a pretty crazy idea.
It's friggin' awesome idea.
Yeah, but in my mind at first, I checked it out. It was crazy, fun, and it appealed to me. But I didn't know. And yet when I stepped into, stepping through that and saying, yes, I'm going to put it out and we'll see what happens. And then what it's allowing is not only for me to give my gifts, but for you people who are, involved in this, is for you to give your gifts. And then that spirals out.
Yeah.
So another way to look at it, Deborah, is because you're working with healers and leaders. And if you're not there to give your gifts, they won't be able to give theirs in the way they need to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think that goes for, everybody on the line. In some ways, you're giving your gifts so that other people can work in the world and give their gifts. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much. That's
mm-hmm.
really inspiring.
Mm.
And
thank you.
You may not have some of the business skills that some of us have, but you have other skills that are so, so valuable and that you've honed so much. So, I mean, a lot of the internet, there is a learning curve, but also if you've got the right help and you don't try and do it all alone, it's not so hard. And I can sort of see some people in our group itself who have just got these tremendous resources and really know how to do it. And, so we'll kind of all lean on each other and support each other. So, I've gone over time terribly, but it's just been so beautiful talking with all of you. What I'm going to do is just ask if anybody, is there anything else somebody wants to add quickly, and then we'll end the call. I discovered who the anonymous was me. I usually see it with a number, which is what, because I muted. I actually muted me, the anonymous, at one point. And then why the hell am I people not hearing me? So anyway, I'm the anonymous one listening in on the call. So I was hoping that Alex would make it to the call, but I guess another day. She is a participant, and she'll be a beautiful one. And we'll see. So great. So thank you, everybody, and it's been amazing. And continue to share on Facebook, and we'll be seeing some of you today in the private laser coaching. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
So bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.